Patrick, you've been there and seen it all. Absolutely loved your speech there. The passion, you know, to come back. What an Ulster final. You've been in so many. Where does that rank?
Listen, that's up at the top, I suppose, where we came from. And people doubting us and everything, you know, and I suppose the stage of mine, I'm at in my career as well. You know, you just have to really, really enjoy these days, and you know, it'll take a day or two, but you know, memories for life.
Yeah, and Patrick, of course, you were going to be brought in, always coming in to, for the vital moments in the game when the chips was going to be down. What was it like watching on there, the stomach churning stuff, to the possessions and the to and fro of the game when you're waiting to come in?
I thought we attacked really well in the first half, you know. I think we had 9 points on the board half time, and I think it was just a couple of defensive things that were letting us down, that really, they got 10 points in the first half, which we wouldn't be happy about, but yes, and the boys dug in, we didn't panic, it was the most important thing, and when they went four up, we kind of turned the ship there, and we got back level, thank God, and you know, we're just delighted. Hey, you need luck, but we got it today.
Yeah,
as well.
And there's some belief there, you know, the three down to Tyrone, four down today, somehow somebody steps up. You know, there's so many players can step up, and a bit of magic. And it was Niall probably, when we were the four down, got the 2 points, kind of hauled us back into it.
Aye, listen, we've good players. I think all very, very good players all over the place. And if you try and man double up on one man, you're leaving a good player free. And, you know, Farah had a very, very good first half. And I'd say their talk at half time was talking about Farah. And, you know, it kind of made space for other people.
And you popped up a vital score yourself, Patrick. When you come on, you were kind of out around the periphery of the attack. You were kind of playmaking. And then you got inside for a vital point as well. Because every score at that stage, Patrick, was giving us a wee bit of belief to come back into the game.
Yeah, I think that was the last point we got. I think that was the equalising score, I think. I think that was 5 minutes to go. But I think teams then, no team wanted to take a risk. They could go wide. And listen, it's small margins. It's really, really small margins. Jack McKelvey's point crept into the post there, and you know, it's just small margins.
Yeah, I know Doherty's magic strike, a game without saying the boot. Some execution of points here today, Patrick, top drawer. As I say, Dara coming on a wheel, coming back on the pitch, has point on the right hand side. So, you know, you talk about teams and squads, it's just throughout the team.
Listen, top lads. It's actually funny with Owen Doherty. I saw him winding up, and I had a conversation with him in training 2 weeks ago. I says, you know, you need to stop kicking with the outside of your foot. You know, that's an inside of the kick. That's an inside of the foot kick. And he didn't listen to me, obviously. But I was sitting on the bench, and I just saw this man winding up with the outside of the boot. And what a score.